Parshas Ha'azinu, Erev Sukkis. So most of Parshas Ha'azinu is the Shira, Shiras Ha'azinu, which is referred to back in Parshas Vayelech. And usually when we think of a Shira, we think Shira literally, of course, means song, and we think of something that's happy and upbeat and optimistic. But if we look at the Shira of Ha'azinu, we see that it's not what we would refer to in modern day terms as a Shira at all. It's not optimistic, it's not upbeat, and it's not happy. It seems to be a continuation of the terrible tochacha and rebuke of Parshas Kisavo. The Torah goes on to talk about how Hashem treated the Jews properly, and how the Jews improperly treated Hashem, and the subsequent punishments that result from the Jewish people not listening to Hashem. Why it's referred to as a Shira, and why, in fact, it's written in the Sefer Torah as a Shira, so that's discussed by the Mefarshim, and we're not going to discuss that today. But in Pasuk Vav, the Torah records in the Shira, in Shiras Hazinu, Hale Hashem Tigmul Zos, Amnava V'lo Chacham. And Rashi tells us this word, Hale Hashem, Lashon Tema, it's a wonderment. In front of Hashem, that's how you act, that's how you mistreat Hashem. You turn to idols. And Rashi goes on to say, Sheheitiv Lachem B'chol HaTovos, from the Medrash. Hashem, who's done so much for you, that's how you repay him, by disobeying him and following the idols. So you see, one of the big tainas, one of the big complaints against the Jewish people is a lack of hakaras hatov and appreciation for what Hashem has done for us. And in fact, the Yontif of Sukkis is all about hakaras hatov and appreciation. In fact, the Sfarno and other Rishonim back in Parshas Emor, where the Yomim Tovim are discussed, so there it's brought down that every Yontif, first of all, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says every Yontif is a Yom Adin, not just Rosh Hashanah. And as far as every Yontif is an opportunity to thank Hashem for the past in our physical lives, past in our spiritual lives, and daven for the future. So in terms of Chag HaSukkos, Nidon ala Mayim, it's Yom HaDin for Mayim, which is why Hoshana Rabbah is such an important day, and water was the whole source of Parnasa. And Sukkis is the Chag HaAsif, the Chag, the time where they were gathering in the produce. It's payday. And payday is a time for a person to perhaps forget Hashem. And that's why we have the Yontif to say, no, it's Chag HaAsif, to remind us that our tremendous wealth and our tremendous produce, that is all coming from Hashem, and we're going to make a Chag out of it to thank Hashem, among other things, for the produce and for our Parnasa. And we're going to pour water on the Mizbeach, whereas all year long we pour wine. On Sukkot we pour water on the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaMayim, because we're judged on the water, and through doing a special mitzvah with water, we will have blessing in the water in the year to come, and we'll be zoche to the rain that we so badly need. So Sukkot is a time to reflect and thank Hashem for the past blessing, for all the parnasa that we were zocha to bring in this year with the Chag HaAsif, with the gathering of the produce, and it is a time to daven for the future, that it should, the rainy season should be bracha dika rains that will lead to more parnasa in the future. And the mitzvah of sukkah itself, the pasuk says, how do you build the sukkah? How do you build the schach? Mipsolas goren v'yekev. From the leftovers of the produce. The sukkah itself is made out of the leftovers of that produce, of that parnasa bringing substance, to show us that our parnasa is from Hashem, and to thank Hashem for all that He's done for us, for all the shefa, and all the bounty, and all the parnasa, and to understand that it all comes from Him. And the Levush, in discussing and describing the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, in Siman Tov Reish Samach Dalet, says the same thing about the mitzvah of Arba Minim, that it is to show we shake the Dalet Minim, the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadassim, Aravas, to thank Hashem for the Parnasa that He's brought us up to this point. And when we thank Hashem for the past, we also turn to Hashem for Tefillah and Daven for the future, and of course, when we show appreciation to Hashem, that itself should be a skula and should bring about blessing in the future. Mahabdil, by our children, when our children show appreciation for what we've done for them, it makes us want to do more. If we take our kids to the zoo and they're busy fighting in the car and kvetching that they only got a 1 shekel ISIS and they wanted the 5 shekel ISIS, they wanted the Ramzor, the traffic light ISIS, and they wanted the Avatiach ISIS, so then next time we don't want to buy them ISIS and we don't want to take them to the zoo at all. So, Mahabdil, Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us the same way. If we show our appreciation at Karas HaTov, it opens up the gates of Shefa and Hashem would like to do more for us. And if Chas V'Shalom, we do not show Hashem the proper appreciation, so then why should Hashem give us all that He's giving us? So Sukkot is a time for us to thank Hashem and show our tremendous appreciation for all of the brachos, and thereby undoing one of the tainas in the Shiras Hazinu that hopefully will turn around, God forbid, any klolos into brachos, and we should be blessed with a Shana Tova Umetuka.